Bob and Dan on a Friday, and well, we got a couple segments to go, so what better way to cap off our week than with Jay Moore back with us again?
Finally.
Mike.
Finally, I am here at home on the ticket.
It's good to have you back, Jay.
It's good to be back with you guys. You guys know what the hell you're talking about. It's beautiful.
You remember us two clowns from last time?
Yeah, I know you're not the other two clowns from the station that rhymes with Fox.
Let's see.
Fox.
Rhymes with Fox.
Well, we love Jay Moore. I love Jay Moore, first of all.
Are you guys serious?
It rhymes with Fox or it is Fox?
Jesus.
The talk that Fox?
There's another sports station in town.
Oh, yeah. That Fox.
Sports.
Well, it doesn't really rhyme with Fox. I mean, it...
I was being clever.
Oh, all right.
I didn't know you guys were...
I'm high, dude.
I didn't know you guys were high. I didn't know you guys were high right now.
Yeah. We do it at 2 o'clock every Friday.
How about that nice Bartolo Colon trade that Mark Shapiro pushed through on the Indians? They got Lee Stevens and a bag of papayas or something.
Bag of nothing.
Why isn't he down here? That's my question.
Would it really matter?
Because we didn't have Lee Stevens to get...
Would it really matter? If you guys got Bartolo Colon, would you even finish 500?
Well, not this year, but now you're good to go.
But you can't take that pay. You can't take his contract on.
With Dave,
with Tom
Buzz.
Hicks, anything is possible.
Buzz?
How about Mark Shapiro? He doesn't want to be Jewish in Cleveland. It's spelled Shapiro.
he's a Cleveland guy.
He's like, no, it's Shapiro. I go, whatever you say, Mark. You're fine, you're Italian.
All right, so where are you tonight, Jay?
I'm at the... we're off to a great start. I stumped you guys with the... Call, I made fun of your competition, basically, to get in your good graces, and you stared.
No, it's great.
You stared at me like paraplegics playing frisbee.
No, let's not start doing this again. We don't want a confrontational get together this time.
Were we confrontational?
Last time you turned on me.
Well, hold on.
Why? Homo.
Let's sit back and.
What a homo.
Do you have a few minutes to listen to some audio, Jay?
Yeah, I want
to
hear all of it.
What are you doing?
This is great. I'm with you guys. I'm down.
This is Jay Moore a year ago.
Great.
With Bob and I.
Yeah, and I regret this.
And it created a moment that we all remember and a drop that we all love. So let's just sit back.
If you want to do a big pansy.
If you
want to
pause it at any point,
yeah, okay.
You can just call for pause or whatever, or we'll just sit and listen. This is like 3 minutes of last time we met with Jay Moore.
It was very odd. I was just there, and I was especially interested in how many Japanese people take the Pearl Harbor tour. Which I found very
They got
odd.
Balls. I'd be throwing them over the side into the oily waters of the Arizona. I'd say, oh, you want a close look, pal? Yeah, you got a real close look when your uncle decided to drop one. You son of a gun.
So far, so good.
That boggles my mind.
It was very odd.
That's like a Nazi going to the Holocaust Museum and looking around going, accident.
Equally odd.
A jab on the Arizona with dead people still in it? Yeah, go get them out. Go get him out right now, Ishiro. I'm going to throw you overboard. I want you to show me that you're...
I want you to show me your out-of-the-box
speed into one of the portals, and I want you to drag out dead American sailors. And then we're going to cap you when we're... You're dying either way.
Wow, it's Jay Moore, ladies and gentlemen.
You can catch more of this at the Improv this weekend.
I can't believe you saw... Did you say anything to them?
What are they
looking at?
What are you going to do?
They're looking at successful destruction.
Perhaps they are saying,
hey, this is too bad that my country did this, perhaps. And now we don't have an army.
No, they're going,
because of these jerks in this country, we don't have an army base, and anybody can steamroll us whenever they want. So they're looking down at the Arizona going, man, if we only hit two more.
Yeah, I would...
We only picked off Montgomery Clift.
I wasn't planning on.
Pause that.
Freeze it.
If we only picked off Montgomery Clift. From Here to Eternity, the big Pearl Harbor movie that Ben Affleck ripped off. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
what do you do? Walk around with like a what do you call it? Geiger counter?
Wow.
So
just start rubbing it like one of those airport security bars. Just walk through Hiroshima, waving around people's backs.
No, I'm not going to.
Right, because you have class. You're not going to show up at the U.S. Arizona and just point to the ground. Look, there they are. They're all the dead guys. Look, it's still leaking oil.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because of you. Overboard, pal.
You think that would solve it?
It would solve it for me that day.
Okay, very
and I'd
nice.
Go, see, that's something I would go to jail for, and I could look at the cameras and on every sports or every news in the country. I would look at the camera and go, it really offended me.
Yeah.
And, you know, 90% of American males would go, absolutely.
They're clapping for you.
That's kind of cool. He just tossed that Jap overboard.
Well, Dan, I think we just set a record for nervous laughter in a segment, Dan.
What, Jap? Jap is short for Japanese.
No, I understand. No, I'm just talking about the whole segment.
This is where it goes downhill.
Oh, why is there nervous laughter?
That's what I do.
That's what you do? But you haven't laughed yet.
No, I laugh when you're making me tense. No, go back and listen to the tape. There's plenty of nervous laughter
you're
in there.
You're tense because you...
No, I'm...
What a homo.
No, I...
Let's pause it right there. Let's pause it right there. This is what I gather so far. Now, I haven't heard this in, what, 2 years?
A year or two. I don't know. What was it? Was it last year?
So far, I hear a comic and a radio station destroying. It's all really funny when I listen back to it.
Right.
And it's all going great, and then you go, yeah, nervous laughter. Like, and you had a different read of it maybe than
so
I did.
So you feel bothered in it?
Because if you listen... No, he didn't ruin it, but he threw, like, a weird energy out. Because if you listen back, everyone in the background's... That's not nervous laughter. They're laughing.
I didn't recognize gold. I had gold in my hand
nervous,
and didn't recognize
you don't pick
it.
Up nervous laughter through these mics when people are standing over there.
Right.
In the background.
You pick up hilarious laughter.
Like, they were really laughing.
Right.
And I think you caught me on like 2 hours of sleep, maybe a NyQuil hangover or something.
No, and I was being a pansy. There's no question.
And you're like, yeah, nervous laughter. And then I think where we're going here, because maybe, I don't remember any of this,
right.
By the way, because...
you do a few radio interviews.
And I smoke a lot of weed. But I think what's about to happen is I'm about to just react very poorly to you saying something as innocent as nervous laughter.
Well, and again...
I could have went, yeah, whatever. So, hey, how about those Knicks?
Yeah, I think there's like 10 more seconds left.
Oh, okay.
I do think that you turned on Bob and called him a homo, which we applaud.
Which is played several times a day during the course of our show.
Is it really? Oh, yeah. What a homo.
All right, just let's wrap up the last 10 seconds or
Pence,
so.
The way you said...
No, trust me, dude.
Geiger counter.
No, it's a bit. Relax.
It's a bit. Yeah, let the listeners in on it. You're the best. This is the best time I've ever had.
I think Jay's turning
ever?
On me now.
This is the best
I didn't
time
turn on
I've ever had.
I just said it was the best time I've ever had, and you said I turned on you.
Like,
you say that all
shit.
The time. All right, we're done.
Right? Wow. Wow.
Now, see, we're fans of yours, and so
yeah,
we
no,
know.
I'm not
we
taking,
meaning me.
I'm not taking,
I don't know that he is anymore.
I'm not taking the collar on that one, guys.
No, but listen.
We're
fans.
Gold.
Here's why I'm saying we're fans of yours, because we find subsequent interviews you'll do. Like, you had Dave Campbell. We couldn't find it in our computer, but you had Dave Campbell singing at Valley Ranch for some reason, and you were sitting there singing with him.
Dave Campbell, right.
And then when you were done, you said, this is the best time I've ever had. You guys, you're the best.
You know why?
That is your crutch phrase that you tell everybody.
No. I don't have a crutch, and I don't have a phrase. I'll tell you why that is. I'm very Eastern-minded, philosophical, sort of more Buddhist-ish thinking. So I live my life in moments. So when I have Dave Campo, when I go to interview the Cowboys for NFL This Morning, and I don't think I'm going to get anything out of Dave Campo, and then all of a sudden Dave Campo is singing doo-wop to me, that is literally the greatest time I ever had at that moment.
Oh, okay. But it could be subsequently topped.
Every moment I have, my job is
How's
the greatest thing I've ever had.
How's this moment right here?
We're
Dan?
On our way. It's okay. Not yet.
Okay.
We're building.
We're ramping up.
This
hey,
is,
I got it. Let me show
one
for
of the
you.
This is one of the good times I've ever had.
Really? It's top 50?
This is, you know what? Why belittle it by putting a number on it? Let's just put it in the good column.
Let me shill for Jay Moore. What's the improv's phone number?
972-404-8501, Dan.
Because I went to the show last time. It's awesome.
Thanks, brother.
It's unbelievable. It's incredible. Seriously, no, I've been to some...
It's even better this time.
I'm not telling you that...
The best time I ever had.
Not to bag on the improv or anything, but you might go there sometimes and think that you didn't get your money's worth. With Jay Moore, you will, and more.
We'll occasionally lie for the
improv. And more.
We'll occasionally tell people that the improv will have a great show when it's...
Don't see Carlos Mencia. He doesn't steal any of George Lopez's
jokes.
No,
we don't. We just don't have those guys in the studio.
Right, but occasionally we'll misrepresent. But Dan doesn't throw... I didn't see it last time.
Oh, you got to come.
No, I
have so
seriously
much
want
new
to.
Stuff. It's,
he hates
it's
you.
Ridiculous. He doesn't
no,
hate me.
I called him a homo, and he was upset.
He's a homo. I'm from New Jersey. That doesn't even mean gay.
Right?
A homo.
What does it mean?
It just means
just
homo.
Just means you're a homo.
Like, don't be a nurse. Don't be a pansy.
Yeah, don't be a big baby.
George Carlin had the best jokes.
Let me say Geiger counter without getting tense.
George Carlin and, what is it, Occupation Fool, I think is the album. Keep saying fag.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, I should point out I'm from the East Coast. Fag has no gay connotation. A fag is a guy that won't go downtown with you to help you beat up queers.
Wow. That's good.
That's Carlin.
Right.
So, just for the record,
so you can...
I didn't just say that.
I'm not
that... Right. That's not
you're
you.
Just quoting Carlin.
No, he was just here.
Oh, so that was
he was
that
sitting
was Carlin
right,
right
here,
there.
Yeah.
Oh,
do
wow.
you guys you know, I'm starting to get the feeling that you're really, really high. And that would make sense to me.
I see... Only one of us, probably.
The guy in the tie-dye shirt, maybe?
Yeah.
The guy in the tie-dye
out.
Shirt wearing holding fish tickets.
All right. So
never seen fish.
Why would you?
Never seen Fish.
How about the Black Crows? That's a nice reefer concert right there.
Never seen the Black Crows.
Oh, dude.
I'm more of an ABBA guy.
You get real high when they roll into Remedy. It is over. That is the best time I've ever had.
What's wrong with getting high at home?
Nothing.
Okay.
Zero.
Now that we're on the
same
page.
That marijuana makes you lazy.
So you live in L.A.?
I live in L.A. I like to get high in my car and drive around.
Yeah?
And just look at all like the hookers and the homeless people, and I get into it, and I listen to my music. And then the cop pulls you over sometimes when you're... Ever get pulled over high? You haven't had a drop to drink, but you're really, you're really stoned?
No.
You've never been pulled over high?
No.
Have you ever been pulled over high?
Remember, I'm the nerd.
It's the best. Probably. Because the cop...
No, it ain't the best.
It's the... Well, then you got to handle your weed
better.
All
you're thinking
money.
In your head is... You know, I'm just going to tell him, and he'll be really cool. You think all these dumb, stupid things. Like,
maybe you. I always
this
say...
This is a long time ago this happened, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Not since I've lived here.
We're
now.
All sober. No one does anything because we're company men, and the ticket never sponsor stuff like that.
When after the age of...
When we say hi, we're talking about Jesus.
We've learned from our mistakes.
Airplanes. We're pilots.
Sure.
But I like driving high, and once I got pulled over, I ran a stop sign. It was a rolling stop, and I just kind of blew through it, and then the cop pulled me over, and I was really high. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm going, okay. And then the cop said, have you been drinking tonight? And I just looked him in the eye and went, no.
That smarmy?
No, but it was. It probably was. No, it wasn't swarmy. It was, no, like, absolutely not.
Right.
Like, oh, my
that
God.
Offends you.
Oh, my God, no. I don't believe in
how
that
How can you accuse me of such things?
Not even how could you accuse me. Like, that's not even an option for me. But he doesn't know I'm so high that he looks like Uncle Charlie from My Three Sons with a badge. And then he's like, you want to... That was good.
Yeah. Well timed.
We got a whole bunch of them.
Who was that? That was a good one.
I think that was Gabe Kapler.
Play that again.
That ain't good. That's A-Rod. You gotta go through the rotator, apparently.
They're all celebrity laughs. Would you like to play?
Name that celebrity
I wouldn't
laugh.
Be able to guess any of them.
I think A-Rod's liking two.
That's A-Rod?
No, this is.
Sounds like he's drooling onto a lobster bib in that one.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who was that?
I think it was A-Rod.
Can I hear that again?
No, Brett Hall.
Hold on. I'll set it
Stop
up. Ready?
The rotator.
Timmy, how do you like your Play-Doh?
Oh, he's panicking now.
Oh.
He's trying to find it. All right,
We're dying.
We'll talk serious sports.
I'm at
Jay
the improv
Moore.
Tonight. It's fun. Here, and I have three shows tomorrow night.
I'm doing our segment with us.
I know. Sure. I'd love to.
All right.
Let's talk about throwing Japs overboard at the Arizona Memorial.
Next on The Ticket.
We'll keep an eye on it for you right now. We're going to check in with the Texas Weather Center.